Now at 11:02, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2 plus a couple of minutes. Don't know how many yet. Of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. In January, fairies coming in December. Right here, Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in about now minutes, it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Trying to get that word months off of this as we do an all radio obituary episode tonight. Trying to catch up after the summer fun, let's call it. Yes, let's call it that. So we're, like I said, we're trying to catch up, but this batch of all obits tonight, it's got its fair share of silliness. So don't you be sitting out there thinking it's not going to be at all silly, because you'd be wrong. Completely and totally wrong. So I hope you're ready for that. We've got a slight reprieve yet again this week on being able to go a little bit past the 1 a.m. hour. So that's awfully nice. So we'll be spilling into the next hour just a bit. Probably won't be going too terribly long, but we'll do what we've got to do because we can. It's our prerogative, as you well know, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So let's start off this all radio obituary episode first by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. See everyone scrambling for their pig images over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group right now. And let us move immediately into the initial radio obituary. Well, I'm not really ready, but we're going to make it happen. The initial radio obituary for Stan Lewis, the American record label owner based in Shreveport, Louisiana. Started out in 1948 with Stan's Music Shop, which eventually grew to 6 retail stores, and then nationwide mail order moving on to multiple record labels. Stan Lewis distributed R&B records from independent labels, including Atlantic, Chess, Specialty, and he also advertised his mail order business on lots and lots of major AM radio stations. His early customers in the stores included Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, and Bob Dylan. In the mid-50s, he started to produce R&B and rock and roll records. The first was Lowell Fulson's Reconsider Baby, released on Checker, and then he went on to co-author the hit song Susie Q with Dale Hawkins, who also worked at Stan's record shop. In the mid-60s, he started releasing records on Jewel Records, followed with the subsidiaries Paula and Ron, two different labels there. He went on to issue 1,000 releases on a variety of formats, including 45 LP, reel-to-reel, 8-track cassette, and even some compact discs. Stan Lewis just passed away at 91. It's the initial radio obituary for him with something that is relevant to a couple of weeks ago. We heard a different version of this song that did not have his writing credit on it, but I think he should have had the writing credit on that. I don't understand why. I can't explain writing credits on old 45s. I just can't do it, so I won't. I think I'll stop right now and start this initial radio obituary for Stan Lewis right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bravo, bravo, she longer stays in Europe than she cutest knows I know. Brigitte, bravo, bravo, Brigitte, bravo, bravo, she longer stays in Europe than she cutest knows I know. Baby, 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 all the crazy cats are jumping from St. Tropez to Paris. Zipa lips,
bravo,
Zipa lips,
bravo,
what do they adore? A cupid staring or handy friend or driving crazy, she's got plenty more in store. Brigitte, bravo, bravo, Brigitte, bravo, bravo, she dances and she wobbles in the nicest way I know. Brigitte, bravo, bravo, Brigitte, bravo, bravo, she's got 10 million boyfriends from Paris to Tokyo. Baby, 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 she's like a little angel in her flying bikini. Zipa lips, Zipa lips, what do they adore? How cute for stereo, and if I don't drive her crazy, she's got plenty more in store. Oh,
Suzy Q. Oh, Suzy Q, baby, I love you, my Suzy Q. We say that you'll be true. Yeah, say that you'll be true. We say that you'll be true. Never leave me blue, my Suzy Q.
Baby, this is all you understand. Oh, that's what I got from you. A love fever, a love fever. When you're not around, I'm blue. As Bruce Boyd do say, sleep or wear away. This crazy love fever that I got from you today. With this crazy love fever, we'll jump out lots of fun. Fever, 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 oh, 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 crazy love fever. Love fever, love fever, that's what I got from you. A love fever, a love fever. When you're not brown, I'm blue. And this first wanna do say, sleep on right away. This crazy love fever that I got from you today.
Saturday. shook her head. Oh yeah, she looked at me and she shook her head. She said, I'm sorry, Papa, for what I said.
See, I told you we'd be off to a strong start here. You had no doubt. I know that about you. The post-initial radio obituary is for Ellen Joyce Liu, the musician from Hong Kong, also a singer-songwriter. She was co-founder and guitarist of the folk pop rock group At 17. Ellen Joyce Liu just passed away at 32. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The next radio obituary is for Barbara Harris. She was an American actress. Whoa! Stop that. Everybody just stop. Okay, let us continue now. The next radio obituary is for Barbara Harris. She was an American actress who started in comedy with The Second City back in the 60s. She appeared in movies including A Thousand Clowns, Plaza Suite, Nashville, Freaky Friday, yes, with Jodie Foster, Peggy Sue Got Married, so many others. She won Tony Awards, was nominated for an Academy Award, and received 4 Golden Globe nominations. Barbara Harris just passed away at 83, and she was in Second City along with many other fabulous comedians, including Mike Nichols and Elaine May, Alan Arkin. It was a good time to be in Second City. So we're lucky enough to have access to a little of that material. So sit back and relax as we hear from the Second City as part of our next radio obituary for Barbara Harris right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Second City for this, our special show. As you probably know, we're being recorded tonight by Mercury Records, so your laughter will be recorded for posterity. But we thought, so that we understand each other, to get off this evening's program, we have a scene here entitled The Message.
Yeah. It's Western Union.
Western Union?
Yeah.
Come in. Here's a tip.
Thanks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emma. Happy birthday to you.
Emma, it's for you.
I say mine.
Yes, Andrew.
What's that on your shoulder?
A Greek urn.
Oh, what's a Greek urn?
5 guineas a week.
Underneath the arches, I dream of you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, going along with our little music hall show, we present a scene called
Great Books.
Underneath the arches, I dream of you. Underneath the arches, my dreams are.
Oh, hello there.
Are you a member of this Great Books course?
Yes, I am, but what are you doing here?
Well, Mr. Crenshaw, your regular instructor, is ill, I'm afraid. I'm filling in for him. My name is Throckmorton.
Oh, that's too bad. How do you do?
How do you do?
My name is Stratford, Belden Stratford.
Wait, won't you have a seat, Miss Stratford?
Yes, I think my, these chairs are arranged strangely.
Yes, well, so are we all. Hi, Great Books. Great Scott. Hi, Belden. Sorry I'm late. I was working down at the agency, and I don't recognize you. You're new, aren't you?
Well, not terribly. I'm 30, but...
Now, look it. Mr. Crenshaw is ill, I'm afraid. I'm filling in for him. My name is Throckmorton.
I'm terribly sorry to hear that.
I mean, he's ill, of course, not Mr. Throckmorton. My name is Peregrine. Scott Peregrine the Third.
Take 3 seats.
Touché. Yes, Belden.
The other day.
Yes, my wife and I were looking for a primitive. My God, they're sophisticated. Yes. You know that? Hi!
Hush!
Hush! Where's your dog,
Chief?
Thank
you.
Hello, Belden. You look like a million.
You
left the price tag on your purse.
Yeah, I think I'm going to return that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the season's over. Oh. Anyway, I don't think it's me, huh?
Oh, I think it's you. It's a lovely bag.
Excuse me, ma'am. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings and all that sort of thing, but Mr. Crenshaw is ill, I'm afraid. I'm filling in for him. My name is Throckmorton. What is yours?
Dallas. Stella F. Dallas.
Stella, sweetie, where did you get that wonderful hat?
Oh, we both.
You like it?
Hi. How are you tonight?
Hi. How are you? Yes, Mommy and I both had the flu.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was rumored that you had had mononucleosis.
No one in our family has ever had mononucleosis.
Ah, your mommy's not coming tonight?
No, she's at home tinting her hair blue.
Excuse me, Mr. Peregrine, is this the entire class?
Oh, well, there were a lot more in the class when we started, but War and Peace came along and wiped us out.
Oh, yes.
Big book.
Indeed it is. Well, I'll say, I read every other page.
Well, I trust you've all read every page of tonight's assignment from Mr. Crenshaw, Oedipus Rex by Sophocles.
Boy, I'll say, wow.
Wonderful. Perhaps we can start things off by deciding for ourselves just what it is about this great book that makes it truly great.
Well, actually, I was wondering about that.
How is that, Mr. Peregrine?
Well, it's interesting, you know.
Oh, yes.
Racy and spicy, and God knows how it gets through the post office, huh? But, it's not really a book. It's a play.
Yes, but we've discovered, sir, that if you take a play and put it between covers, it becomes a book.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Miss Stafford.
Are you trying to say that anything between covers is a book?
No.
I'll have to remember that at the agency, Bella. That's marvelous.
Mrs. Dallas, I wonder if you'd perhaps be good enough to get the ball rolling, as it were, by giving us your opinion of this great book?
I'd be delighted. Wonderful. I'd like to say, first of all, I believe it's a great book because it's so old.
Hear, hear.
That it's very difficult to follow, a little sickening here and there. And it has a message.
Ah, yes.
That I miss.
Well, thank you for that much.
Yes.
Miss Stratford, maybe you can add something to what Mrs. Dallas has said.
Well, it certainly will be hard to add to what Mrs. Dallas had to say.
It always is, yes.
Yes, wonderful, Stella, sweetie.
Yes. Plus,
certainly a significant appraisal.
Yes.
Now, could we go on?
Well, I thought it was very pithy.
Pithy, yes.
And, highly abstruse.
Indeed.
And, everybody, I had my first catharsis.
Oh, congratulations.
Good for you. Now, yes.
It wasn't much. It was a small one, but that's a start.
It certainly is.
Every little thing helps.
Yes. I certainly envy you. I almost had one, but I couldn't quite bring it off somehow. I don't know. I
tried. Not enough pity and fear, Mr. Peregrine.
That's right. But I agree with Belden. I think it's full of pith.
Yeah.
Speaking of pity and fear, I wondered if the class knew that the Poetics of Aristotle, the Greek philosopher, was based at least in part on Oedipus Rex. And in the Poetics, Aristotle says that the plot is the soul of a tragedy.
That's wonderful, sir. And of course, you're quite right.
Yes, I know.
I'm happy that you brought that to the class's attention. I don't believe I got your name when you came in.
Khan. Genghis FX Khan.
You'll find that Khan here, by the way, does a lot of reading on the side.
Oh?
He cheats.
Hold on! Well, now, Mrs. Dallas, you'll find that's allowed. Encouraged.
Yes, but it makes it awfully difficult on the rest of us.
Well, despite the class's hostility, I would like to say that Mummy and I went to Greece last summer, where we visited Mount Kithaeron, where Oedipus was abandoned to the mercy of the elements.
With his ankles pierced, yes.
Yeah, you know, Mummy and I go everywhere together. It's not like we're two individuals. It's always Mummy and Genghis. Genghis and People always say that.
Well, you and your mother must have gotten a good deal of special significance from this play. If we could go on now to a discussion of the motivations in Oedipus.
I feel that a fascinating parallel could be drawn between the reactions of the chorus in the play and the public controversy stirred up not too many months ago by Professor Leo F. Koch at the University of Illinois in his views on premarital sexual relations.
Aren't
on the
you
campus.
Straying a little bit from your subject matter and bringing that up in here?
You think just because this is the University of Chicago downtown branch, you can say anything?
After all, you're not our family doctor.
Nor our pastor.
Nor our mother, for that matter.
Don't tell me you agree with this man, Koch.
I have no opinion in the matter one way or another.
Yes, Mrs. Dallas.
Mr. Substitute. Are you implying that there's some parallel between Professor Koch and Oedipus?
Well, yes, but only on a moral level.
Oedipus was married.
What moral point are you trying to make this time, dear heart?
I'm not sure I understand her on that.
I'm afraid I get Mrs. Dallas's message. What she is telling us is that there was nothing premarital between Oedipus and his mother.
Oh, wow. That's very good. Good. Fox Taylor. I'll buy that. It's a good thing, too. The guy was in enough trouble, don't you think?
Yes. If we could go on now, let's try another tack. What do you think of the universality of this play? I mean, do you feel that it touches upon your lives? Or if not, then how about the lives of someone you know?
Oh, no, that's silly.
I'd like to say I don't think it touches on any one of us here individually,
no.
Genghis, but... I'll tell you something. I do know some people quite...
Really?
Well, they're cousins of... I don't know them really too
oh,
well.
Oh, are they Greek?
No. They live on 76 in Jeffrey. You'd be interested in this now.
Yeah. Miss Stratford, I don't follow you. I don't get your point.
There's this... woman that lives with this mere boy.
Oh, that area's gone to the dog.
Certainly
oh,
has. I mean, I used to live down at the South Shore Sea Band.
Aren't you ready?
Well, I think we have about a minute to go.
Ready? I don't think there's that much time.
Let me see. About 45 seconds, I think.
Are your engineers ready?
Ready?
Stand by.
All right, he's coming up. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very happy tonight and certainly awed by the fact that a local FM station is here, broadcast live from our stage. So now we have about how much time?
We have 20 seconds. 20
about
seconds.
20 seconds, so we're about to go on the air.
Quite good.
Hold on.
Good evening. This is radio station WFM-FMT, broadcasting the finest of everything worthwhile. The time is now 9:30. If you consult your program guide listings for 7 o'clock, you will discover that the next scheduled program has been changed. Tonight, we at WFM-FMT are establishing a new policy. We are, for the first time in our entire broadcasting history, leaving our studios. Broadcast tonight, quiet, tasteful, remote broadcast from one of the country's quiet, tasteful, remote, intellectual, wildly exciting nightclubs or bistros, the Second City. Now, I understand that the Second City itself is establishing a new precedent this evening. Mr. Duncan, is it correct that you have imported a folk singer?
That's right, Omar. We felt that every quiet, tasteful,
yes.
remote, intellectual, wildly exciting bistro should have a folk singer, so we went out and got one.
Wonderful. Where did you find it?
We looked in the Yellow Pages. Under F.
As we all know, the folk music of the past is the thing of the future, and we at FM-FMT are doing everything we can to push it.
You certainly are. And of course, looked everywhere for our folk singer. We
yes.
looked in the mountains, and you know, they're found out up there.
Yes.
And in the valleys, on the farms, in the rural areas. That's redundant, but it's true. And we found ours in a sewer. Yes, he works for the city down there singing his songs of the underground. And I think with a little encouragement that we can get him out here, because I think you're really
wonderful indeed. Let's then hear without further ado from the Second City special imported folk singer, Cowboy Alan Arkin.
Thank you. I'd like to sing a little song I picked up in England on my Fulbright. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night. What a mortal hand to write the frame not fair. Now William Blake was a man like you or me. He was just plain folks. And what shoulder and what heart could twist the sinews of my heart? And when that heart began to beat, what dread hound and what dread feet? Now, William Blake was a poet and a philosopher, a teacher and a mystic and a writer. Nothing you'd ever want to put on a job application. When the star cast down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee?
Thank you.
Is an outstanding example of the folk art. I would like to call another member of the Second City Company to our microphone and ask him a few questions about the song. Mr. Severin Darden.
Yes.
Mr. Darden, we've played on our station a great many folk songs.
Yes, you have.
We've played a large number of cowboy songs.
Yes, I know this.
This particular song is the first one which I can remember which features a tiger. Are there others?
Well, Omar, as you may know, in the time of William Blake, the poet,
yes,
there were such things as tiger baiting gardens. Now, these were large gardens where tigers were baited. And all of the people, both high and low alike, there was an upper class at that time,
yes,
would go to see the tigers baited. Cow baiting gardens, on the other hand, were fairly rare because the cow, as we know it, or indeed as anyone knows it, is a fairly docile animal except when enraged.
Thank you for that, Mr. Darden.
Yes.
Mr. Darden, I wonder if you noticed in the song the words, water heaven with your tears.
Yes, I did.
Would you say that that classifies the song as a blues?
Strictly speaking, possibly. Because, as you realize, in order to water heaven with your tears, the tears would have to fall up. This definitely classifies the song as non-Newtonian.
Thank you very much, Mr. Darden. Thank you indeed. And now we pause for a brief announcement. Over 32 years ago, on a deserted, light-stricken lot on Chicago's bleak west side, Antonin L. Wellman founded a small, peaceful building and loan association and gave it the name Wellman. Today, Wellman Federal is the third largest federally chartered savings only, paying a rate more than 0.3% beyond the rate paid by savings only institutions not chartered by the FSLIC, and beyond the rate permitted by law for banks to pay, and in fact typically paid out by over 85% of the banks beyond a 3-mile radius of the loop, with the fourth largest three non-adjacent parking lots for savings customers only in the city of Chicago. Wellman customers need never fear that crass financial matters will be dragged out into the open at any Wellman desk. Wellman believes that its chief responsibility is not to the pocketbook of any individual, a group of individuals, but to our planet and its future. If you are not now a Wellman customer, and you share Wellman's unshakable faith in the human race, remember, you are always welcome at Wellman Federal Savings and Loan Association, where money is never mentioned.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in the midst of an all-radio obituary episode tonight, trying to catch up after all that time. So we plow on through with the cleanup radio obituary for Marty Balin, the American singer, songwriter, and musician, best known as the founder and one of the lead singers and songwriters of Jefferson Airplane, and later, Jefferson Starship. He just passed away at 76. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. To the radio obituary for Ponty Bone, the American accordionist who led his 1980s band The Squeeze Tones to international popularity over a 20-year period. Ponty Bone just passed away at 78. It's a radio obituary just for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. Onto the radio obituary for Robin Jameson. He was a bass player, or the bass player, excuse me, for Divine Horseman and the Flesh Eaters, and he also was the owner of Yo Studios. I don't have an age on him for his passing, but it is the radio obituary for Robin Jameson right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Inside a furnace of desire, water of flames bathing me in fire, voyages unknown into the unknown, and the spirit leaves the body. Vendetta whistling in my head, bloodstained love letter I need to forget. Matador pierces the chest, leaving my heart sore. Riptide pulls my feet, washes away the shore.